You can follow these instructions to implement the tutorial. Install the AOMS Top Junior app on your iPhone XR. Go to the AOMS Top Junior settings and input the email address, etc. for the app. Launch the app and make sure the front camera is working. It can be verified by seeing live video on the iPhone screen. Now, let's follow a design training scheme with your two hands and let's scan your left hand first. You can practice with your face too. In fact, scanning face is easier, since the object is larger than hand. But let's do it the hard way. Tap the Start button and enter the necessary information, such as patient, last name, first name, left or right foot, as you did in the AOMS Taught app. When L becomes orange, it is ready for the scan. The app is waiting for your command. There is a timeout period, and it is about 30 seconds. So get ready in 30 seconds. What happens if the timeout period is reached? The voice command will no longer be available. If that happens, you can tap Start again to reactivate the voice. Hold the iPhone with your right hand and put your left hand roughly 12 inch away from your right hand, which holds the iPhone. You do this with your two hands and the iPhone in front of you. You should be able to see your left hand through the live video. Now you can say words like go, or scanner, or start, or combination of them, like scanner go, to activate the scanner. The screen of the live video will change to a 3D image of the scanned object on a black screen, and the 3D image is ever updating based on the location and orientation of the iPhone. If the 3D image does not look alright, for example there are holes on the image, you move your right hand with the iPhone a little closer or a little far away from your left hand, depending on the distance, and say, reset, or redo, or retry, or combination of them. The feedback you get from your practice will tell you whether to move closer or farther away. After reset, the scanning process will show you a new image. You can do this repeatedly until you see the full image of your left hand. Move your iPhone around the left hand a little for now. We will practice it more in future tutorials. Note that the initial distance is important and the scan may fail completely. If the initial distance to the left hand is way too far or way too close, the scan will fail with an error message. At that time, you can redo the scan by tapping Redo button. When you want to terminate the scanning, you say Stop, or Enough, or Finish, or Exit, or Quit, or combination of them, the scanning will stop. If you do not terminate it by voice, the scanning will continue until the maximum number of frames is reached. This number can be set in the app settings. At this time, you can choose Redo or Save by tapping any of these buttons depending on the image you see on screen. If you choose Redo, you will redo the above procedure. If you choose Save, the L circle becomes green. It means the image is ready. At this stage, you can email this single image if you want to. Or, you can wait until the right-hand image is ready as well. Now, let us try to send the single image first. So tap the green L button and the app will ask you whether you want to send a single image alone or wait for the other image. Choose Yes to send a single. At this time, the email interface comes out. Check everything. Tap Send and you should receive an email. So check your email inbox. At this stage, you are not able to open the 3D image yet. Later, once the lab gets the upgrade for the AOMS Taught Conversion Processing Program, they should be able to see the 3D image in their program. If you want to scan two hands and send the two images at the same time, you can choose Start again after the left hand has been scanned. Repeat the same process as you did with your left hand and go ahead to scan your right hand. After both hands are scanned, verified by the two green circles, you can send both images at the same time by tapping either L or R.